Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, what season is this? What comes to your mind? There's probably a whole list of things. You ask 10 people, you probably get 10 different answers. Well, one of the seasons it's for asparagus. Yeah. Now, we've been seeing it in the produce aisle for quite a while, actually, that's being sent in from other places where they have different climate than we do. But right now, you could likely see some in our local stores that's locally grown, or perhaps you're fortunate enough to have one of those asparagus beds in your yard, or if not, maybe you have a neighbor who has one, because locally grown, fresh asparagus, that's the best kind to get. You know, later you can get it frozen, you can get it other places, but the best is when it's close to home, right fresh out of the garden. And saying fresh, that's when you want to use it. Asparagus has a high respiratory rate. You know, we usually think of that related to people. But all fruits, vegetables do have a respiratory rate. It means, you know, how fast they are losing moisture and the whole process. It's kind of like they keep ripening. Well, asparagus is one of the fastest ones, which means if you want it at its best, you probably should use it as soon as possible and within 2 to 3 days. If you can't use it the day you get it, then you really want to help it keep the moisture. A couple ways you can do that. One is just to wrap the ends in a very moist paper towel or cloth and put the base of it, the stem part, in an airtight container, or you can just stand it up in a glass of water, just, you know, the bottom inch or so. You don't want it clear up over the top. And that the asparagus will kind of keep doing its thing like it did outside and help it to not lose the moisture and goody quite so fast. If you are buying it, selecting it, of course, you want to look for the asparagus that looks like it hasn't dried out. You don't want it shriveled up. And I always used to think that tiniest stems were the best. Maybe not so much. A little bit fatter. And actually, when it's fresh, even those that are bigger are still really good. And if the ends are a little thick, a little maybe not quite so tender, you can always peel the outside edge off on those bottom ends. But you know that after you've purchased it, after you've selected it, after you've harvested it, when you get ready to cook it, usually you just snap at the end and snap those bottom ends off. You can buy white asparagus, but that's usually pretty pricey. I haven't seen that in our stores. And if you do, it's usually canned. But you might see purple asparagus. You go, purple asparagus. And it's a little bit sweeter flavor. And it does turn green when you cook it. But to compare, now when we say it's sweeter, it's still not sweet, sweet. In fact, it has less than half the amount of sugar as a small apple. So it doesn't have a lot of sugar in it. It is one of those vegetables, very low calorie, very easy to digest. And we're going to talk about some ways to prepare it. Just in case you need an idea, if you're an asparagus lover and you always have it, you probably have your favorite way to prepare it, but maybe you'd like to try something new and different. Also, in thinking about why you want to eat it, well, most of us select things we like to eat, not because they're good for us. I don't think, maybe that's changing a bit, that people do want to select things that are really healthy for us, and it's just a bonus when we really like to eat them. Well, asparagus, of course, being especially green on the outside, has lots of good, healthy benefits for it. One of them is one that's not so common with other fruits and veggies, is that it is helpful in digestion. You've heard all the advertisements for probiotics. Well, asparagus doesn't have a probiotic, but it has a prebiotic and kind of helps the digestive system in the way that the probiotics do. So when you are eating asparagus, you know, it's just kind of helps that whole digestive system along. And of course, it is an anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, And that helps us both related to preventing cancer, preventing heart disease. It has all of those good things going for it. Now, if you say, and people in your family say, I don't like asparagus. I don't want to eat that. I tell you, I was sort of that way once. And the first time I had asparagus, it was in a casserole. And it was baked in the oven, but it had several things in it. One of the things I remember having in it was hard-cooked eggs. Kind of an interesting combination, but that is a good one. And sometimes if you want to pretty up your plate as you're serving the asparagus, then just sprinkle it over a bit of hard-cooked chopped egg. It's really pretty. Also, even we're not to the fresh tomato season unless they're, you know, you can, of course, get them in the store. But chop up a few tomatoes and sprinkle those over the bottom edge, perhaps on your plate. Really pretty it up if you want to add that pretty plate. But in terms of preparation, in terms of cooking, in addition to putting it in quiches, putting it in omelets, putting it in a whole lot of things, eat it raw in a salad or cooked in a salad. Lots of things you can do, especially if you perhaps have some a little left over, not quite enough for a whole serving of that you'd like to have. You know, just use it in some other ways. But if you want to serve it as the main vegetable, the probably healthiest way to cook it, and one of my favorite ways to cook it, is to do part of it sautéing. And I think it helps if you use the skillet, use your sauté pan, but start out with a bit of liquid. And it's really tasty if you use the chicken or vegetable broth as a starting point. Not very much. If you have a pound of asparagus, probably 3 tablespoons is enough, so just a little bit of moisture. And get that heated up, put the asparagus in, put the lid on, and cook it for 3 to 5 minutes, depending on the size of the asparagus. That starts the cooking process. By the time you've done that, the liquid probably is gone. And then what I like to do is add just a little bit of olive oil and saute it just a bit more, of course, with the no lid on it now, and kind of shake it around and make sure it's getting cooked on all the sides. But again, just for a minute or so, depending on the size of the asparagus. And then I like to add some toasted sesame seeds and perhaps a bit of soy sauce. Now that soy sauce, of course, if it's regular soy sauce, is pretty high in salt. You don't need to add any other salt, but just a bit for a bit of flavor. That's one flavor combination that's great. It should be just tender, crisp, and yummy. The asparagus, though, combines with other things. You might, if you're sautéing, you might add some mushrooms to it. Garlic is a great combination with asparagus, just a bit. Or you might add some ginger. That's a nice combination. If you happen to like ginger, a bit of ginger added. And just kind of keep thinking about what else you would like to have flavor. If you're doing casserole, quiche, omelet, those kinds of things. Then, of course, cheese, ham, and as we mentioned, eggs are good combinations and great ways to just add a little variety. But simple. When you have that fresh stuff, what more do you need? Is that really simple way to cook really quick? And most of us are looking for really quick things. You can, of course, cook it in the microwave oven. But it will, and that's okay. Again, pretty short time just to cook it to the very tender, crisp stage. If you're not a tender, crisp vegetable person at your house, then still don't overdo them. You don't want it mushy, and you still want it pretty green. Asparagus. If you haven't done asparagus, give it a try. You might find out you really like it, and it's such a great springtime, says spring is here kind of vegetable. So enjoy, and until the next time, nothing to do with asparagus, but did you realize the shortest complete sentence in the English language is, I am.